Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday, everybody. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
Tracy, one of the things we talked about this week was Wilfred Voynich.
Yes.
I have an especial love of his story that is unrelated to anything about his story, except for the fact that he was an antiquarian book dealer, which is that for a long time, more than a decade, I worked in a university library. And I had originally been hired there to repair the book collection that was like circulating, which I did a little too quickly. And then my boss was like, I can fire you or I can teach you how to catalog. And I was like, cataloging sounds great. So then I became a cataloging assistant. And then our acquisitions, she's called the acquisitions librarian, she did not have a library degree. So that's a little weird thing, right? Not everyone who works in a library is a librarian. But sometimes if you work in a library and people keep calling you a librarian, you get tired of making the distinction. So we have all accepted, right? Where people would be like, here's Holly, she's a librarian. I'm like, I'm not a librarian. But I took over the acquisitions role as well as doing cataloging assist at the time. And I did that for 8 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my very favorite things was when our antiquarian booksellers would come and visit us and we would take them to lunch or sit and chat, and they would talk about all of these beautiful volumes they had found. And so like, those were some of my favorite people that I ever worked with. And sometimes I would end up calling similar people that we did not ever meet in person overseas, like with the, you know, university credit card, trying to make a deal for something for the collection.
Yeah.
Because like many universities, like you have different focuses of what you're acquiring. Some of it is obviously like, you want to make sure that the school's curriculum is supported and that you have those materials coming in. You also want to make sure that you have enough sort of, I don't know, entertainment isn't the right word, but like, you know, popular literature and fiction and stuff coming in, that the community also has like that aspect of just the library as an entertainment source. And then most university libraries, at least at this time, I don't know how things have changed in the intervening years, would also have like their special collections. And so, you know, I would sometimes be on the phone with some of these people. And so being like, hi, I'm in Georgia and there's a book in your catalog. We would like it. Here's a lot of money, which was very cool and fun and kind of thrilling. And so studying Voynich and his work in this space, just like it took me back to all of that so quickly because it was honestly something I really enjoyed. And I definitely dealt with book dealers that had a very similar description to him of just being very winsome and like able to chat at length, very cultured, completely at home talking to just about anybody. And that was part of what made them good at their jobs, was that they could talk about things like incunabula with people that didn't really understand what they were, but knew that they probably should be like looking at those as part of collection development. Mm-hmm. So it was a really wonderful selfish trip down memory lane for me in some regards.
That's so good.
Yeah, I had not realized his involvement in the revolutionary efforts in Russian-occupied Poland. I had definitely not known that his father-in-law was the father of Boolean mathematics. So those were some fun little things. And I really did get quite a kick out of reading his file.
Yeah.
The government investigation file, which you can literally find online. It's pretty simple to find it all. It's some of the scans are like old school photo stats, so they're a little fuzzy. Even though they've been scanned at a really high resolution, it's still just like degraded ink over time. But it's really, really fun to read in some cases this sort of exasperated tone.
Mm-hmm.
Of various people in the military and in, as we said, the precursor to the FBI being like, no, we really have questioned this guy a lot. He's fine. You don't need to be worried. Wait, he asked to travel back to England. Is this suspicious? It's really not suspicious. He's going to buy some books.
That reminds me of the COINTELPRO episodes we did and how the opposite was happening, where the investigations were just continuing on forever, even though there was no evidence of a person, like a particular person being a threat. So, not quite how it went with Voynich.
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely people who had that thing of like, I don't know, this still seems suspicious. And we would be like, no, he is legitimately an antiquarian book dealer.
We checked him out.
I love the whole like, this cipher has no military use. you got to let this one go. And there are cases, there are instances in several pieces of correspondence where the person writing the report is like, I consider this case closed, but then somebody else kicks it up again later and they're like, what did I say? Go look at that document. It's pretty fun. Anyway. That is Wilfred Voynich, who I think he gets a little bit lost as a figure. Mm-hmm. In relation to the Voynich manuscript. It's all about the book, but people don't realize he was just a dude who wanted it deciphered as much as anybody and also to sell it for a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It had been so long since we recorded the episode on the Voynich manuscript, but I think there was the Voynich manuscript episode. We did an actual update episode where, like, we replayed the old episode with new information attached to it. And then it's also come up in Unearthed, I feel like, many times. And I had forgotten that it was named after a book set. Like, I had all that not in my head anymore.
Yeah. And if he had had his druthers, it would have been the Bacon manuscript. But as a refresher, in case anybody forgot, it was eventually carbon dated, and the paper, the vellum, is from, I think, the 1400s. So it is too late to have been made by Bacon, even though that was where Voynich put it on the timeline. And it's, you know, who created it remains a question. There have been times over the years where people have been like, did Wilfred Voynich make this thing up? No. the scientific evidence doesn't hold up on that one either. Will we ever solve it? Probably not. I keep meaning to make a fabric print out of images from it, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. So maybe over the holiday break, that's what I'll work on.
Nice. So this week, our last new episode of the year 2020 was on scurvy.
Scurvy!
Yeah, I don't... It's so... It's not at all unprecedented for like a serious thing to become something that's thought of as more like a joke, but this is an example of that in terms of pirate jokes, especially.
Yeah, it would be fascinating to track when it started to be funny.
Yeah.
And I'm putting funny in air quotes, but sure, like when people used it as a joke.
Yeah. I still don't really know why my brain kept being like scurvy. At least I don't have to worry about scurvy. Should I be taking a multivitamin? I did order some multivitamins while I was working on this.
Then you get into discussions of bioavailability and which multivitamin is the best one. And
yeah, it was less specifically because of the scurvy episode and more because I was like, you know, our food is doing okay at our house still, but like I'm really not going outside and the sun helps your body make vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, that might actually be a thing that I should be supplementing at this moment. Also, the seasons tend to affect me and I tend to do better when I have a little more vitamin D in the winter. So yeah. Yeah, it was a whole saga that I had during scurvy research.
I think about the vitamin D thing because, one, I am not an outside kid. I mean, I have done things outside. You know, I did a lot of running for a long time, so I was always outside for that. Most of the time, I prefer outdoor running to running on a treadmill. But normally, if just left to my own devices, I have to remind myself, hey, you haven't even opened the door for 6 days. Like, and my last physical, my blood work did come back a little low in vitamin D. Which was well before the pandemic, but I need the reminder to like just go stand in the driveway for a little while or go take a drive with the moonroof open on the car, like whatever. Just yeah, I'm bad about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, there was one time, it's been a couple of years ago at this point, I had gone to a conference and I was staying at a hotel that was adjoining the conference. And so for a period of, I think, 3 days, I did not leave the conference or the hotel in any fashion. And on day three, I was like, I feel bad. Why do I feel very bad? And I was like, maybe I should go into the out of doors.
Well, that also gets into like the whole thing of like building air circulation and like conferences where the same people are kind of shuffling from one thing to another. Mm-hmm. That even without out of doorsness has its own problems.
Yeah. Yeah. So, since this is our last episode of 2020, our last behind the scenes of 2020, early Happy New Year.
Indeed.
To everybody. I guess this is actually, now that I'm looking at the actual calendar, the scurvy episode is coming out the 30th. Is this one coming out on New Year's Day? Is New Year's Day a Friday? You can tell how this pandemic situation has just worn down my brain parts.
Yes.
Because, yes, happy Friday, it's New Year's Day.
Yeah. I love New Year's Day, as I've talked about before.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer. I like resolutions. I do them at this point kind of quarterly, but I like that sense of like renewal of, okay, we're going to start over. And I can't control what happens necessarily regarding pandemic and when I can go outside, but I can control how I react to it and what I do with my indoor time, of which there is a great deal.
So much. Yeah. I do want to note, since we're all here, I think folks have come to be prepared for an unearthed episode to come out the first couple of episodes of the new year. The unearthed episodes are coming, but there's going to be a couple of other episodes first.
Yeah.
Because you and I are going to take some very much needed time off. I think that's obvious by the tone of this episode and behind the scenes. Because of the way that scheduling worked out, I did not want to lose essentially the entirety of December of unearthed stuff. So we're going to be working on that first thing in the new year.
Yeah. So hopefully this day finds you well and safe. And may we all have a brighter 2021 than 2020.
Yeah.
We hope that you are headed into a fun weekend if you follow a normal work week. If you don't, we still hope the next couple of days treat you well and that you are being safe and that this strange time we're living in is one that is not too arduous for you to get through. You can always write to us at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. We hope to hear from you and we will see you next week.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.